This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Fratelloni's Hardware and Garden Stores brings your Garage Logic podcast number 1,277, March 18th, 2024. 79 degrees on this day in 2012. That's about the fifth straight day when the record was set in 2012. It was 8 below on this day in 1923. And on this day in 1951, damn near 10 inches of snow.
Ooh. Hail the flashlight, King.
And now, from the mayor's office above the boathouse on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic with Chris Reavers manning Technology Corner, Kenny Olson from the Krabby Coffee Shop, John Hite in the newsroom, and of course, the rookie. Here is your flashlight king, fireworks commissioner, and the keeper of common sense, your mayor, Joe Soucheray.
Well, it's that time of year I have to fill out a bracket.
Yeah.
I don't like doing that.
Why?
Because I have to have a password and all this BS to get into the fried chicken challenge.
Did you win it last year?
No. Oh. I would never win it. Well, I'm going to be more careful this year, my selection.
But that's because you pick Marquette every year.
Well, number two seed Marquette's got number 15 Western Kentucky in the first round. I think Marquette would be a safe bet in that game.
Sure.
Joe's studying already.
Well, it's the only one I know for seeding.
Oh, okay.
Only one I know for seeding.
Did you forget to do ice outs? What are you doing?
There are no ice outs today. We won't have an ice out until about, well, March 30. But I'm going to continue to do them. I've had great public...
Tremendous success.
Tremendous. Public demand to continue the ice outs. I think most GLers are considering this year to be an anomaly. So we'll go with the ice outs as they fall into March, April, and May. But we don't have one coming up for a bit yet. And speaking of that, I had the very dreary thought today that now we've admittedly had no winter to speak of.
Correct.
What if it stays like this for the next 2 months?
I think today is cold.
Mm-hmm. And that could happen.
We're going to get up to a foot of snow this weekend.
Well, you maybe are where you live. I don't think we are down here where there's civilization.
Maybe you should recheck your forecast, my friend.
Oh, we're not getting a foot of snow.
Maybe you ought to recheck it. Just give it a little scan.
If I was aware of this, I had forgotten it. Apparently, the governor gets to have a supplemental budget. Meaning they come up with this outrageous budget to spend outrageous billions of dollars. Then the government gets to tack on all the stuff that didn't get included in the outrageous budget.
Okay.
What the hell? Does every state operate that way?
I had no idea.
We do that every year, the governor. But it's just a proposal, and then they go through it and cut a bunch of stuff. And
Not this group. I'm sure they will.
not going to cut anything.
Good point.
He's going to announce it today. Mm-hmm. We'll be podcasting when he announces it.
Oh,
yeah.
At 1 o'clock. But it's all the stuff he wants to cram in there that they didn't cram in there. I don't like that. There's a surplus. They'll blow that. It's a $3.7 billion surplus. That's a little less than the $17.5 billion surplus that they blew.
Okay.
They spent. And, Rook, will you get the stuff out of the printer for me, please?
Yes.
I printed some stuff and I forgot to bring it in.
Is it on recycled paper?
I don't know if it's recycled paper. Okay. The budget is a $72 billion budget. $72 billion budget. Whoa. And he wants to add to that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What are we throwing on top of it?
You need to find something specific?
What is this? Oh, I know what that is. So anyway, there's the budget news. That I was going to read an email about money in the money in Minnesota and how it works. Pretty interesting. Let me just find it. I apologize. This was supposed to be material that I brought in, and I...
It slipped your mind.
Did you read where AOC's district in New York's like a third world country?
Yeah.
She can't... she's in over her head.
And they're turning on her a little bit, too.
Well, a lot of problems in the AOC district in New York. Look at all this wasted paper that I can put back in the printer.
Oh, my God.
God almighty. Look at all this. Isn't that something? All right. It's Stu. Stu Wicklund writes,
yeah.
I appreciate your comment on the attitude of the players accepting their awards at the state high school hockey tournament. I watched them very closely. After the championship win, I took note that each Edina player was very respectful, said thank you, and gave a firm handshake and acted appreciative. Having grown up in Richfield and always having a strong rivalry with Edina, I always keep an eye on the Edina program. I think Giles runs a tight ship, and the players have also learned from their parents' actions. It was great to watch the tourney on the number 45, streaming my computer hooked up to the TV in the man cave.
Yep.
Thank you, KSTP, for offering such a wonderful service during the games. Now I'll get to the money part. All my best from just outside Knoxville, Tennessee. We escaped Minnesota in November. Now get this, get this. And we will save tens of thousands of dollars in assorted taxes and fees this year. I wish we would have moved sooner. I licensed four vehicles and a motorcycle in Tennessee back in December for less than $300. My pickup truck alone in Minnesota would have been $945. Zero state tax and property taxes are one-third of our Minnesota property taxes. Sales tax is 9%, which is comparable to Hennepin County, but that's life. You would love it here, much warmer than Wyoming, a mile from the Tennessee River and its created impoundment lakes. I miss nothing about Minnesota except my friends. All my best. Stu, GL since the AM days. His truck alone would have cost $945 here. He licensed four vehicles and a motorcycle for less than $300.
Unreal.
Nice.
That's amazing.
The property taxes are a third of what they are here, and no state taxes. Now, I can just hear Euphorians and people that live in Liberal Lake sing, but look at the great state we have for the taxes we pay. Look at the great education we have. What great education?
Right.
Mm. Indoctrination is more like it.
Most of the kids can't read.
And they've got dwindling population.
That's...
Actually, our population is up.
I meant the school districts. They're leaving the public schools. Students are.
And I got a note from, I was a little hard on Hyundais and Kias Friday. You know, I was being hard on them. And, MJ Dempsey wants to know, nobody backs their products like these guys. All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So right there.
Perfect.
Thank you.
He said Hyundais are made in America. Is that? I didn't know that. They're made in America. And speaking of the schools that we pay so much for.
They're a very comfortable car.
I'm sure they're fine. My brother's kid has one. They're fine. Sophia, you know what one. The truth is? You know what the truth is?
Tell me the truth, Ruth.
There are really no bad cars anymore. There used to be a lot of bad cars.
Oh, that Versa, that three-seater, might be a bad car.
What's a three-seater?
What is that?
Super small.
So what?
What is that cube thing, that square cube thing?
Kia Soul.
Yeah, that's got to be. That looks like it's bad.
No, my point is, I'm old enough, and you guys aren't. I went through an era of poor quality control. Mm-hmm. The 70s were just dreadful. And believe me, I've got a couple of cars built in the 70s. And they're just, I think they were built with welding torches and crowbars.
Okay.
They're British.
Okay.
And the fit and finish is just horrible.
Yugo.
I said, there's no more bad cars. We don't make Yugos anymore. There's the quality.
Gremlin.
I told you guys this story. I had a brand new Gremlin, my first new car ever. I got rid of it within 13 months because it was in the shop. So that was in the 70s too, Joe, just like you said.
Mm-hmm. Pacer.
So much.
Yugo.
He keeps mentioning cars, and I'm trying to get across the point that the manufacturing process has improved so dramatically that there really is no bad car anymore. They're all really good, reliable cars that get
Explorer.
Great cars. Well,
that's still made, and it's fine. That's the quality control has been improved dramatically in all cars.
Once you put a couple transmissions in, it'll be okay.
Come on. I drove 230,000 miles, Kenny. It was fine.
No local media, to my knowledge, covered this. But the Daily Mail did.
They always cover things very well, thoroughly.
Disturbing video of a group of boys shoving a smaller student against lockers before beating him up at a Minneapolis school. The videos have surfaced online. Video footage showed the shocking moment. A terrified middle schooler was backed up against a wall of lockers by a group of apparent bullies. All of a sudden, two of the much larger boys started pummeling the boy as he ducked down to try to avoid their swings. The rest of the group descended on the scared teen, and then chaos ensued before the video clip came to an abrupt end. It took place Friday at Eagle Ridge Middle School in Savage, Minnesota. And the Daily Mail notes for its readers, that's about a 20-minute drive away from the city of Minneapolis. Video footage was uploaded by the user CrimeWatch Minneapolis. All right. The Savage Police Department has confirmed that they did not receive any report of the incident that took place. This is just one of many bullying incidents that have been taking place in schools across the U.S. recently. Just last month, a brawl took place at another school in the Minneapolis area. Shocking footage emerged showing a huge fight between students at Lakeville North High. Video shows two female students viciously attacking one another as teachers desperately tried to pull them apart. All right, and we go on and on and on. You know, the more these kids are subjected to diversity, inclusion, equity, butterfly time, the worse it gets.
They haven't learned anything, have they?
No, Matt.
They're just to be their aggressive selves.
There were no fights when I was in school.
Never?
And if there was, they were handled quickly. Handled quickly.
Swiftly.
Our fights were outside of school. It might start in the school where they're arguing, but they'd always...
We had some parking lot tussles.
Exactly.
But weren't they one-on-one? They were always one-on-one.
Yes. Yep. And a Christian brother would come along, and he'd grab one of the two, slam you up against the locker. It took 20 seconds. It was over. It was done.
What is this trend where a whole group of kids just beat the S out of one single kid?
I don't understand that.
And even worse than that, Kenny, if they don't join in beating up the kid, they stand around and film it.
Film it, yeah. I don't get
that.
They
don't help. This terrible incident in St. Louis where the girl was getting her head slammed into the concrete. Well, look in the background. All the kids are doing is filming
it with their cell phone.
15-year-old gal.
She might not even live.
I'm surprised she did, to be honest, when you watch that video.
So we turn to the Daily Mail from the UK. I don't know how they do it. They have correspondents at the ready all over the world, apparently. And so now we get video of a fight at Eagle Ridge Middle School, and I'm sure no one there is going to talk about it.
What's strange is my story I'm reading is from the Post, but it's word for word verbatim of your story.
Well,
how's that work, Joe? That's really odd.
I wonder if there's a symbiotic relationship between the Daily Mail and the Post. They're very similar.
Must be.
The Post is America's Daily Mail.
Yeah.
Post is America's Daily Mail of, unfortunately, it's almost, you can't miss. You have to look at it every day because it's just got the weird stuff in it. Now, we have successfully not addressed what really consumes the Daily Mail and the Post, and that is what's wrong with Kate?
What is wrong with Kate?
I don't know. She appeared
in a photo recently.
I have not done any homework on it. I'm trying desperately not to pay any attention to it. The only thing I would add is I thought she was the good one. I thought she was well-liked. And now the word among the women I've been listening to is that the company, meaning the royal family, mm-hmm. wants her out for some reason. What the hell did she do? I'd get rid of that Meghan Markle before I got rid of this one.
She posted a picture, what was it, guys, last week or the beginning of last week with her kids.
That was supposedly photoshopped.
Yeah, and there wasn't a wedding ring on her hand. And now people are wondering if it's even her hand at all. Why do I know so much about something I don't care about? That's the question.
Because you can't help it. It's if you read the Mail or the Post, you're going to see. Now, this weekend, she went to a farm shop. Meaning, I suppose, some quaint place to buy an apple pie or something.
Was it Clarkson's Diddly Squat Farm Shop?
Might have been Clarkson's Farm. Oh, I have no
idea.
That'd
be cool.
Yeah.
If only real topics that matter, could get covered like the Royals do.
Can I ask a question about the fights referencing, both you and Johnny? Was there a lot of snapping, too, before the fight would start in your school?
Yeah, did you guys do like a dance?
Like the West Side Story?
A rumble?
They should have dance-offs. That's how the fight should be. They should be dance-offs.
Did you hear what Johnny said?
You lost me. Is that from West Side Story?
Don't act like you don't know.
What about the outsiders?
When you're a jet all your life from you.
Yeah. We did a lot of that.
Yeah, a lot of stamina. Slick back hair, the white T-shirts, the whole deal.
The heaters rolled up in the sleeve right there.
Yeah. Taylor got a blade?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, given this emphasis on school resources, resource officers being present in the schools and what they can and cannot do, I take it that over the years, what has happened is that teachers are no longer allowed to be teachers. They're no longer allowed to interfere. Whereas in my day, honest to God, if one of the brothers had come along and they saw you scrapping, it would be over in 5 seconds.
Well, interfere is the wrong word. It should be intervene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had no trouble intervening.
No.
None.
But can you blame them, though, at the same time, the teachers? I don't.
Mm. Well, and then there's great stories told by friends of mine about the long, now dearly departed Archbishop John Roach.
Yeah.
Who was headmaster at St. Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And he was literally, I have to use the word, he was feared. Apparently he could be tough. But the irony is, as much as I can understand that, I would not have wanted my own kids to be roughed up.
Agreed. I know what you're saying.
They never were because they behaved. But as much as I understood what Roach did and why he was feared, I would not have wanted my kids to have experienced that.
Really?
Yeah.
But he wanted...
Because he was abusive.
Oh.
I say allegedly. Allegedly.
One thing, do you think these kids are not afraid of their parents, their mom and dad?
That, and they're just not afraid of consequences.
That's what I mean, because, we keep going back to when I was a kid, but we feared our parents far more than we feared any authority
God,
figure.
Yes. Oh, yep. My God, yes. Oh, please, can we keep this in school?
I'm going to tell your dad.
Exactly. Just beg them. Yeah.
We keep this in school because what you got at home was a lot worse.
Right. Try getting suspended from school in elementary school, and they had to wake up your father, who was a police officer working the night shift.
Oh, boy.
That was not a fun day to be mean.
Well, how in God's name can you get expelled from grade school?
Suspended, not expelled.
Well, what'd you do?
Were you three snapping? Card Monty?
Yeah, we were.
You had a game going out
coins.
Behind the gym.
Right. Hustling.
Three card Monty. There was also the fight at St. Louis Park this year.
Yep.
Where mm-hmm. people drove in to participate.
Yep.
Parents.
Yeah. Drove in.
I got to get in on this.
I got to go, man. There's a fight. I got to get in.
They had a recruiting process.
Toss on the flashers, passing on the shoulder.
Maybe they have this problem in Sioux Falls. Maybe they don't. Maybe this is the year you're considering moving your enterprise or starting a new location. Consider Sioux Falls, particularly for lower tax bills. Companies don't pay corporate or personal state income tax in Sioux Falls, and their other expenses are lower. Those business leaders started at this website, SiouxFallsDevelopment.com. I'm going to miss you if you pull up stakes, but my word, how could you be blamed? In Sioux Falls, you'll discover just how quickly and efficiently you can get your operation up and running. You'll be making higher profits. The National Tax Foundation's new index shows Minnesota at number 45, paying too many taxes. South Dakota is number 2. It's one of the best tax climates in the nation. They got build-ready sites, an eager workforce, great restaurants, dining, parks, the whole deal. Slower commutes. 2024 could be the time. Check out Sioux Falls Development. That's one word. SiouxFallsDevelopment.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, GLers. Do what Reavers did a couple of years ago and make the switch to Hofferman Water. Well, first what I did was I called them up to get on the schedule for that free water analysis. And I'm telling you right now that this is the best time of the year to do that. They get a little bit busy in the spring and in the summer, so make sure that you're getting on that schedule right away. Give them a call, 612-895-2440. You can also visit their website, which is HoffermanWater.com. I had my new system installed years ago, and it's made an amazing difference in the quality of my water. Doesn't matter whether we're doing laundry, your showers, your drinking water, your cooking, your coffee. Everything is better with Hofferman and Connecticut. So if you're in the market, they do offer sales, service, and rental options. If you're in the market for rental for Connecticut water treatment systems, that includes water softeners, iron rust, and odor filtration systems, and of course, drinking water systems. I've been a proud customer. In fact, that's how this relationship started years ago, was I was a customer before they ever decided to advertise on Garage Logic, and it's been great. I am so happy and have been very, very happy with my service with Hofferman and Connecticut, and I know that you will be too. So get on that schedule, have them come out for that free water analysis, and please make sure that you mention the Garage Logic podcast. Hofferman Water has been proudly serving the state of Minnesota for over 50 years.
Put you back in the right mood.
90% through the 50s and 60s, Kelly.
Wow.
Was the rate. Great Britain.
The Earth is not your mother. The Joe Soucheray Show.
Here's the fireworks commissioner to do my Seafoam ad for me. Go ahead, Joe.
Joe, I'm an infrequent contributor, which by my estimation makes me more active than most of the staff.
Wow.
Wow.
Ouch. Nice.
I'm writing from Central Iowa Township in Southern Gumption County. In spite of my distance from Garage Logic, I still strive to support those businesses that support GL. Seafoam makes that easy. I know this should be directed to Kenny, but he doesn't like people. While you all have been busy with ice outs, I've already had to douse my windshield twice with Bugsby Gone.
Oh.
It's truly a miracle juice for the leading edges of the vehicle. Considering that there will never be a winter again, I suspect Seafoam will need to open a second Bugsby Gone production line. And here, well, I'll just finish it here. Speaking of winter's demise, I've heard the prediction that Minnesota's climate will eventually resemble that of Iowa's. Well, you might find it interesting to learn that central and southern Iowa has received 2 to 3 times the amount of snow that the Twin Cities has this season. So perhaps hold on to those snow removal cylinders a little longer. A snowy climate is headed your way, Todd.
Well, thank you, Todd. Bugs be gone. Get that stuff in your vehicle, all your vehicles, sometime in April. That's what I'm shooting for. As soon as we get past April 1st, I'm loading up all the vehicles.
Is
with
that
Bugs
you pour
be
that
gone.
In the windshield washer?
No.
Container?
Oh, Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You are a genius. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Actually, what I do is when I pull up to the pump, before I even hook the pump up and get it going, I spray down the windshield. And by the time the pump is going, all the bugs have melted and are sliding down the windshield. It truly is a miracle.
Huh.
And you can find it. Yeah, you can find it. It's a life hack is what it is.
Yeah.
In the Fine Automotive Chemicals, the same place you find the Seafoam motor treatment, the TransTune, the top engine cleaner, which I've been using a lot of, and yeah, all of it. It's all right there. A wonderful product in a world of bad gas and grody bugs, Seafoam.
People can begin to start applying for the American Climate Corps next month.
Okay.
It's modeled after FDR's Civilian Conservation Corps. The Climate Corps will employ Americans to improve the country. Well, bear with me. The long-awaited jobs board for the American Climate Corps, promised early in the Biden administration, will open next month, according to details shared exclusively with GRIST. Whatever site I'm on is called GRIST, I guess.
Okay.
But here, I have some serious questions. At first, only a couple of hundred jobs will be posted, but eventually up to 20,000 young people are expected to be hired in the program's first year. Now, can we get entirely serious, even you people who live in Liberal Lakes and Euphoria? Can you honestly convince yourself that these people will make a difference in anything? And if they walk up my driveway, there's going to be a problem. I'll try to control myself, but I would be prone to be rude. And I'll tell you why.
We know.
I'll tell you why. Interested candidates can apply to the positions through the portal, and the majority of the positions are not expected to require experience.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so no, serious. That's a serious question. If you think the climate is in such horrific condition that you have to create this nonsense, this climate core, and you want 20,000 people wandering around the country with a clipboard to accomplish something, why then wouldn't they have to be experienced? Wouldn't they have to be, at the very least, hold doctorate degrees in physics or climatology? So you're going to hire some 20-year-old freak to walk up my driveway with a clipboard to do what? You're inexperienced. To do what?
Right. Inform.
That's what I went looking for. I'm on AmeriCorps website, and it's a lengthy piece lauding themselves for this program. The only thing, two things I found, Joe, compensation packages equivalent of $15 an hour includes lodging, transportation, clothing, a living allowance, health benefits, and more. No, like you said, no prior education experience required. But still, it didn't tell me what they were going to do. Finally, I found they will deploy shepherding in a new area of youth-powered conservation of our national public lands, will help reforestation, support wildfire response, and conserve America's beautiful parks. That's all it says.
Well, I have this that I can add.
Okay.
The Corps could include work such as installing wind and solar projects. How, if you have no experience?
Go over there and grab that board.
Conserving energy things. In homes. I know more about my home than an inexperienced 20-year-old walking up my driveway knows.
Yeah, that's just what we want, right? As some kid walking in. Hey, pal.
Beat it, loser.
Oh, I told you guys the story when I had the garage door shut, but I was working in there one winter night.
Okay.
And the kid who came up the driveway was raising money for some euphorian BS. And so I gave him a little tongue lashing, kind of friendly, but a little tongue lashing through the window. And the kid said, "Hey, my dad likes your show." And then I just said, "Well, he must be terribly proud of you." And then
wow.
Off the kid went.
Yeah.
The Corps could include work such as installing wind and solar projects, conserving energy in homes, and restoring ecosystems such as wetlands to protect towns from flooding. This is utter nonsense. It's more vote buying. See, I want to buy a boat.
Right.
vote buying. It's more vote buying and money wasted by the federal government, which is your money.
From what I can tell, it's you're going to be a laborer and you're going to be underpaid. Yeah. And they're going to get away with underpaying you by putting you in some cheap pay-by-the-hour hotel room, right? Well, I think you're screwed if you get a job with these people.
I'm not even seeing the lodging part.
But if you do want to go boat buying, you must start with the Yellow Pages.
Right.
The lodging, right. We know it's a pay-by-the-hour hotel. The transportation, it's an old van that you're going to get with no AC. Living allowance, that's $5, which won't even get you a meal at McDonald's.
No, but think about this. But think about this logically. Respect is due everyone. I'm not saying you meet them with your closed fist, but I'm saying what respect am I expected to extend what you're already advertising as inexperienced people that have no experience whatsoever. They probably never owned a home, but they're going to come and wonder how I'm doing in terms of the climate with my house.
He is indeed.
What? Why are you here, kid? Go away. You don't know a damn thing. Your future is a city council somewhere.
Okay, you just said it. That's where I was going. This is the first step in the building block to be on a city council or a mayor even worse, senator or representative. Yep, that's what this is.
Yeah, Nancy is a 2-year veteran of the Civilian Climate Corps.
Yep, and from there, where did she go?
She went to the city council.
Well, she volunteered at 3 other places, but yeah, did wind up on the city council.
Never met a payroll, never worked.
Right.
Took a job that was advertised for inexperienced people, and they're going to come to your house, in theory. They're going to come to your house for what? For what purpose?
To tell you how to live your life. To tell you how you are harming the environment.
Mother.
I'm going to start every car I own when they arrive. I'm going to turn on every light. I'm going to say, come on in.
Come on in.
Sit in the garage for a while with the cars running. I just find it appalling what's happening. And it's all nonsense. This is all, and Biden didn't dream this up. He's not imaginative enough. He's got people that have said to him, look, throw in a climate corps. It's going to sound good. We'll pay it $15 an hour.
Go ahead, Chris.
I was just going to say, and how will this be touted? Look at the jobs we're creating.
Yeah.
It's from Michael D. Smith, the CEO of AmeriCorps.
Yeah.
And he says, from record heat and extreme flooding to devastating wildfires, climate change is a .. existential threat. Right. To life as we know it.
And what will stop it is 20,000 inexperienced 19-year-olds with clipboards.
Or out in the woods holding a shovel.
Right. How much are we supposed to take of this idiocy?
Well, we don't have a choice is the problem.
This is horrific. It's just horrific. Jordy notes that the only thing Orwell got wrong was the date.
Yeah. 2024.
That's 20 years after 2084, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. 40 years.
I knew I'd get there.
Yeah.
I knew I'd get there.
20, 30,
I got it.
You're busy boat buying.
I'm boat buying.
The picture I'm looking at is a couple of gals out in the woods with their neat uniforms on that have patches. One has a camelback and a jug of water. And them and the others are all wearing hard hats.
What's a camelback?
It's a backpack full of water with a hose on it. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm warning you, people in Liberal Lakes, Diversityville, and Euphoria, why would you be so stupid as to think this is a good idea? I hope you don't think it's a good idea. I hope you realize it's meaningless. It'd be the equivalent of me wandering around telling people how to avoid getting cancer. Well, I have no idea how you would avoid getting cancer other than don't smoke.
But that,
other than that, I don't know.
But that makes more sense.
Not because it makes no sense.
No, how to avoid getting cancer.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Oh.
It's a quick poor analogy.
Fighting existential threats everywhere. AmeriCorps.
Modeled after FDR's Civilian Conservation Corps. They actually accomplished some things. Yeah, they built a wall here and there, you know.
Threw up a cabin. A bridge, a trail. But
this is called the long-awaited jobs board for the American Climate
Corps. We waited for this for a while.
Kids don't fall for it, although I have no faith in the kids. They've been destroyed by the failed academy, and they might think this is a good gig. Hey, I can get to go tell people how to insulate their house. You've never done it. You don't know what you're talking about. Isn't that a shame?
It is.
What a shame.
It's just a shame. It's just a crying shame is what it is.
It's a song, isn't it?
But I can't sing.
No, you're
not allowed to anymore.
But now it's in my head anyway.
Say, I've been telling you about my garage door guy. You get the whole family. Precision Garage Door of the Twin Cities in western Wisconsin. What I like is they take care of everything the first time out. That's their goal. They try to have what they need in the truck. A lot of times you'll get a guy that says, I got to go back to the shop.
Come on. Then
he gets there and he says, oh, you know what? I just timed out. And then you don't see him till the next day or 2 days later. No. Precision Garage Door of the Twin Cities wants to take care of your problem in one fell swoop. Rollers, springs, openers, apps. New garage doors, not a problem. They'll help you select and then they'll install a new garage door. They don't charge more for weekend visits. And having been stung last year by a weekend visit for a kid I used to have, holy mackerel, that's really something to remember. They don't charge more for weekend visits, and they want to get it done the first time. Head to this GLR-owned biz at precisiondoormn.com. That's precisiondoormn.com, or call them. Put this number in your contacts. And then when you call them and you do make an appointment, they keep in touch with you the whole time.
Here we go.
We're an hour out. We'll be right there.
Let's go.
612-263-6985.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Everyone is going mad in March trying to narrow the field down to a sweet 16. This is Ricey for the Canopy Group, and they have their Savory 16. You see, the Canopy Group has 16 different insurance companies, giving them options to provide you the best home and auto insurance coverage at the best price. The difference is, at the Canopy Group, their tournament never ends. They continue to use their 16 different companies to match you with the company providing the best coverage at the best price, and they do this annually. Get in the game. Contact the Canopy Group and get them working on your brackets. Bracketology isn't foolproof. The sure bet is Canopy Group for your home and auto insurance. Call 800-967-3389 or visit the CanopyGroup.com.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and he feels fine. Joe Suchere.
You know, it's not the end of the world right now. I know there's a shocking decline in morale, ethical integrity.
And vote buying.
Morality, everything. And vote buying. Wait. Boat buying. I don't know what it is. That's what we fight each and every day in Garage Logic, and Minnesota Masonic Charities is doing something about it. On March 30th, this is the Saturday before Easter, they're testing out a program they're developing called Civility School. It's from 10 to noon at the Masonic Heritage Center in South Bloomington. Great, great campus, and lunch will follow. Masonry, here's what it's described as right here. A system of morality veiled in allegory illustrated by signs and symbols. You get that, right? Well, what they want to do with civility school is a system of civility veiled in allegory illustrated by YouTube videos and conversation. They want to get some change going. Believe it or not, as much as social media has become the source of many of society's challenges, it could also provide some powerful solutions to these challenges. So get involved. And by meeting young people where they live on social media, obviously, Civility School hopes to demonstrate to interested young people that civility can be and is cool. Over the next several weeks, I'll be telling you more about Civility School and give you details on how GLers might lend their insights to the program. If you want more information, go to mnmasoniccharities.org and ask about Civility School.
Here's Mr. John Hite.
Yes.
Thank you, Joe. This update brought to you by North American Banking Company. A story you talked about a little bit, Joe. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz expected to tell us all about his 2024 supplemental budget proposal. And that's going to happen this hour as we record this. If we see anything earth-shattering on that proposal while we're recording the podcast, we'll, of course, pass it along to you. The budget forecast showed a current surplus of $3.7 billion, but the state budget office says nearly all of the surplus will be wiped out by increased spending in the next 2 years if lawmakers don't make any changes. You may remember the surplus stood at a state record of $17.5 billion in February of 2023 when the legislature was in session. Most of that, though, used on a spending spree by the Democrats as they passed numerous laws and created new programs and departments.
Just to make us a better state.
It will never, ever ever end.
Police say a 16-year-old girl was grazed by a bullet during a shootout Sunday morning that left two people in custody and officers looking for a third suspect in St. Paul. According to police in St. Paul, officers called to the parking lot of a Cub food store that's at 1100 Clarence Street for a shooting at around 10:45 in the morning. When officers arrived, they found multiple shell casings and vehicles in the lot that had been damaged. Police say two males shot at a third male in the store's parking lot, and they think the third male returned fire. While there, St. Paul police arrested a 20-year-old man believed to have been with the two male suspects on an unrelated warrant in Texas for weapons. While the man was with the suspects, he isn't believed to have been an active participant in the shooting. According to police, the 16-year-old who was injured is expected to be okay, saying the graze wound to her abdomen is considered to be minor. Officers were then led to a home on the 500 block of Minnehaha Avenue East, where they found two of the suspects, a 17 and a 19-year-old, who were arrested. Police say they are still looking for a third suspect. They have not yet provided a description or age. And St. Paul police say if you know anything at all about the shooting, you are asked to give them a call. A slight gain in Minnesota's population in 2023, the most growth in Dakota County, the fastest in Pine County, and Hennepin County saw growth for the first time in 2 years, all this according to U.S. Census data. On the other end of the scale, the state's two smallest counties, Traverse County in west central Minnesota and Lake of the Woods County, shrank even more from 2022 to 2023. Their populations fell 3.3 and 2.8% respectively, marking the biggest declines in the state. Statewide population remained relatively flat, ticking up a scant 0.4%. There are now 5,737,915 residents. More than half of the state's counties, 47 of 87, saw population growth. Dakota County in the South Metro saw the most, adding 4,168. Hennepin County, with an increase of 1,647 people, ending two straight years of population declines. And in Ramsey County, we had a fall. Population fell by 1,228 people to just more than 536,000, the only metro area county to experience a population loss.
I wonder what we would attribute that growth to.
Just a bunch of Irish people moving here trying to
find. You think that's what it was?
Farm work.
I got it.
Yeah, okay. Farm work. Remember a while back we talked about the theft of the ruby slippers Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, because the dumb bastard who was in the mob thought it was jewels and it was sequins you could get at the Kmart.
Yeah, and the whole thing was very sad and pathetic, a lot of parts of it. Yeah. And there's been another arrest now.
And it's just sad.
He had an accomplice?
just as sad.
Yeah, this guy's in a wheelchair too.
Oh my God!
With the tank, with the air tank.
Yeah. God.
In an indictment made public Sunday, 76-year-old Jerry Slitterman of Crystal was charged with theft of a major artwork and witness tampering. The slippers, as Joe said, adorned with sequins and glass beads, were stolen from the Judy Garland Museum in the late actor's hometown of Grand Rapids nearly 20 years ago, and they didn't recover it until 2018. The indictment says that from August 2005 to July 2018, Slitterman received, concealed, and disposed of an object of cultural heritage, specifically the ruby slippers. The indictment says he knew they were stolen, and he threatened to release a sex tape of a woman and take her down with him if she didn't keep her mouth shut about the slippers.
What?
Yeah, the okay. whole
what?
Story.
Hold on here.
Is she yeah, also 76?
And in a wheelchair.
That's way too deep. Tank. That's way too deep in the tab for me.
She could have been 56 because that remember it was stolen in 2006. So he had them in 2006.
Yeah.
So now
can I ask Kenny a question?
Sir.
Kenny, you're my brother from another mother.
Here we go.
Any interest at all in seeing the old tape?
No.
give it a run.
Well, a tape could be 30 years old. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, that's a good point, John.
I don't want to be negative.
She said the rest haven lounge right now, drooling into her oatmeal.
As Joe said, Slitterman
yeah, I'd watch that, too.
Slitterman was in a wheelchair and on supplemental oxygen during his Friday court appearance.
Oh, both these stumble bums were pushed into court.
His oxygen machine hummed throughout the hearing.
I believe the word is wheeled. They were wheeled into court.
But, John, the oxygen machine look like it was something a New York gangster used in the 70s?
Most definitely.
Yeah, it's really old looking.
He responded with a yes when the judge asked him if he understood the charges. His attorney said he can't say a whole lot about the case, saying only he's not guilty. Now, the man who stole
the machine is in the background going,
the two guys in the chairs, they took the ruby slippers to Maury. You know, he's a diamond expert.
Right,
Maury gets out his eye thing, and he goes, this is paste.
Yeah.
Court documents said that an old associate with connections to the mob told him the shoes must be adorned with real jewels because they were worth $1 million insured.
They're worth $3.
We're going to let them go, right? We can't.
That's what the CP said last night.
What?
Let these guys go.
Well, we're letting the carjackers go. We're letting the armed robbers go. Let these two clowns go. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, the first guy they did. The first guy they let go. Remember after that trial. So
this get your ass together. You know,
some slack for being that stupid.
Right. Yeah. It's like arresting the three stooges.
It really is.
We'll have some more news after this, but let's hear from Chris Reavers.
Let's do that, Johnny. Thank you so much. Johnny's news, as always, is brought to you by North American Banking Company, and they are my bank. I made the switch a couple of months ago, and I'm really glad that I did, and I think that you will be happy too, whether you're a business owner or you're just a family looking at making a switch. Listen, they get it. They realize there's no shortage of banking options here in the Twin Cities, so if you're tired of just being a number to your big national bank, then check out my friends at North American Banking Company. They get the take the time to get to know you, your family, your needs, and everything else associated with finances. And they have 6 locations to serve you. My location's in Roseville, but you can also see them at 50th and France, Hastings, Woodbury, Shoreview, and they have that new location over there in Maple Grove. They offer the same online and mobile banking options as the other banks, but with the unparalleled service of a community bank. And they are also locally owned and operated. Here's why that's a big deal. That means loan decisions are made right here in the Twin Cities. They do not send these out of state. So this helps business owners solve problems quickly and expand their business with confidence. So check them out online today. It's nabankco.com to learn more. nabankco.com. It's banking done differently. North American Banking Company member FDIC is an equal housing lender.
This episode is brought to you by Vital Farms. Isn't it bullshit to have to question where your food comes from? At Vital Farms, you can trace your pasture-raised eggs all the way back to the source, the pasture. On the side of each pasture-raised carton of eggs, you'll find the name of the farm where your eggs were laid. And when you look the farm up on their website, you'll get a peek at all the sunshine, fresh air, and open space the hens enjoy. Learn more and find out where to buy them at vitalfarms.com. Vital Farms, keeping it bullshit free.
Latte Schmate. Here's Joe Souchere.
Beautiful lawn is simple as a click away. ProTurf already sending experienced service techs out, assessing lawns and customizing slow-release fertilizer and weed control plans. Environmentally safe, by the way, and absolutely guaranteed for superior results. A beautiful, healthy lawn, free of crabgrass, free of dandelions, broadleaf weeds. And it all starts with you clicking onto professionalturf.com. You schedule that free in-person estimate. They come out and walk your lawn and tell you what's up. Be sure to check out their amazing landscape projects when you get to that website. The most recent projects are posted on the Facebook page for ProTurf. And you know what? ProTurf also services irrigation systems too, and they do a dandy job. We're talking exceptional lawn care, landscape, and irrigation services. Check them out and schedule that free estimate at professionalturf.com. Johnny?
In other news, thanks, Kenny. Here's a shock for you. Vladimir Putin has been reelected as the leader of Russia.
Wow.
It was close, wasn't it? It was pretty close. Yeah.
Well, early results showed Putin won about 88% of the vote.
Oh, boy.
That marks a record by extending his nearly quarter of a century rule for another six-year term. In the run-up to his election, if you were following along, opponents were arrested. Some were beaten and others just, you know, plain old disappeared. In his first speech, after the sham election victory, Putin warned a direct conflict between Russia and NATO would be, quote, one step away from the full-scale Third World War. This morning, former President Trump told a New York state court that obtaining the $464 million he needs to meet bond on the appeal of his civil fraud conviction is a practical impossibility. A New York state judge convicted Trump of civil fraud February 16th for falsifying business records. The court ordered Trump to pay $355 million to cover the amount he gained due to his fraud plus interest. In total, that would be $464 million. Now, Trump appealed that decision on February 26th. However, in order for the appeal to move forward, Trump must post bond by providing the court with the full amount owed in the judgment.
Okay, what if he can't?
Then he can't appeal it, apparently, is the way I read it.
Then what?
I'm no legal expert.
I've said for 2 years, nothing's ever going to happen. And so far, nothing's happened.
The New York AG's office said if he doesn't meet the appeal by the time, there's a timeline he has to be done with having the appeal and paying for the appeal. If he doesn't do it, the New York Attorney General's office said they will start taking his properties.
Oh, that'd be another appeal after this appeal.
No, then you're done. I mean, you only get one appeal.
That, and I would love to agree with you.
I see what you're
saying. It's all BS. Yeah. It just, there'll be another appeal. There'll be some clause they can find to have another appeal because this is third rail stuff. You aren't going to be treated this way by the courts.
Right. I got you. I don't have $464 million either.
Neither does he.
Yeah,
right.
Obviously. Yeah. Some good and bad news on the car buying front. Prices on new cars are dropping in 2024 as the industry moves beyond the supply chain issues that pushed up auto prices during the pandemic, which will gradually ease the prices on used vehicles as well. That's welcome news for car shoppers who have faced record high prices. But car owners who bought when prices were peaking and now want to trade in their vehicles, here's the bad news, may have less to celebrate because, well, their car just won't be as worth much. The average cost of a new car right now, $49,400 and $31,500.
That's the average?
The average for a new car, $49,400. The average for a used car, $31,500.
Holy mackerel.
Up 29% and 34% respectively over March.
I used to get cars for $500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how long they run?
Long enough.
$500 worth.
Yeah.
Several media outlets reporting Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is planning to tap Nicole Shanahan, a California-based attorney and entrepreneur once married to Google co-founder Sergey Brin, as his running mate for his independent bid for the presidency. Shanahan was behind Kennedy's Super Bowl commercial that caused some controversy. The ad was an old JFK ad from 1960 that used the Kennedy name and a song associated with the 1960 presidential run. The Kennedy family, who have disavowed any RFK Jr. run for office, said they didn't approve of the ad being used, and they did not want JFK's name run through that ad.
What was the song? I wonder.
It was the vote for Kennedy, one of those kind of things.
I got
it was
you.
Very, very...
Well, they didn't roll out Fleetwood Mac because they weren't invented yet, but the...
No, they actually used the video, too, from the old ad, and then it was stick figures, cartoon figures, and then they put Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s face.
That's kind of akin to royalty. You don't dare step out of line when it comes to the family... The family's political views and the family's democratic heritage. Is that
what's the matter with Kate? Kate Middleton apparently has stepped out of line with the royal. Well, Kate was talking about royalty, and what's the matter with Kate? Kate's got a problem.
Playing the role of Reavers today is just straight.
That really was. Yeah.
What was that?
Did you see that on Twitter or something, Joe?
I'm just wondering what's the matter.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to know who he is.
Who is Andre the Giant?
I don't know. I just want to know who he is.
Because they come to us from Lake Las Vegas.
So that's a ways off yet.
Oh. The latest rage, paid loyalty programs in the restaurant and retail worlds. Looking for reliable sales in an unpredictable spending environment, more companies of every kind are extending points-based loyalty tiers to making their most dependable customers feel valued. Consumers bombarded with membership offers are promised perks like free deliveries, first dibs on new launches. It's a method rooted in both the business case for treating big spenders well, it's cheaper for businesses to keep existing customers than to find new ones, and in the fundamental need for people to belong, says Valerie Folks, a consumer psychologist. In retailing, Target Corp is taking on the Amazon Prime juggernaut with a paid loyalty program. It starts April 7th, will last between May 18th. You pay $49 a year during that period, $99 after. Members of the Target Circle 360 can then expect free two-day shipping, free deliveries of orders over $35 in as little as an hour. The company made that announcement last week. Target execs said the 100 million-plus customers enrolled in the company's free Target Circle loyalty plan already spend five more times than non-members. Many other companies and restaurants like Walmart, and the weirdest one to me as I read this story, Chuck E. Cheese, offer similar programs to loyal customers. The Chuck E. Cheese, you pay, I think it was $29.99 a month, and you go in and you get 50% off all orders. You get tickets.
Not to bring one of those to your house.
No,
Chuck E. Cheese?
No. They don't bring the band to your house.
No one would order that stuff, would they?
John, let me see if I got this straight. So if you shop at Target a lot,
correct,
couple times, two, three times a week, you can now pay extra and get treated better. Is that what I'm hearing?
You won't have to run to the store.
What's going to happen to bricks and mortar in this country? Because you can, in theory now, you don't have to leave your home. You can get anything you want.
I was at a Target this weekend, and I could not believe how many people were ordering their stuff and just waiting in their cars for it. It was just like an assembly line.
I don't trust people to get the right stuff. I want to get it myself.
Yeah.
Speaks to, I don't want to say laziness, but I guess convenience is the better word.
There's nothing convenient for me to spend more time on my pocket computer. I don't want to do any of that.
Use the other side at you for a moment, because we do in my family belong to the Walmart thing. The yearly thing, you pay a yearly fee. We get a lot of groceries delivered because nobody wants to run to the store, including me. The only thing I actually go out and buy
you
is
only
produce.
Have one car, right? You only have one car, so
you don't have to go together.
I'm also home. I'm just lazy.
Who does it right? Fleet Farm. And when you don't have to do anything online. When you're in the checkout and it's your turn, they ask you if you're a loyalty customer. You enter in your phone number, and boom, all the good stuff comes up. There's no extra nonsense that you have to do on your pocket computer.
But they're not delivering to your house, which is the...
I don't understand this delivering nonsense. I don't. Well, I'm not why don't down you with that.
Spend a week with me, and you'll see how it works.
I recall many weeks where I ran to a store five times. I don't want to do that anymore. So that's why I like the delivery thing.
You poor thing.
There's also perks that you get with clubs. For instance, I think we get free Paramount Plus or something. One of the.
You're a Walmart club?
That's correct.
What's the greens fee? Never mind.
Speaking of memberships, we were in the Hutchinson area on Saturday, and we did some fine dining at the Pizza Ranch. Where they are also
in any place with the word ranch. Upscale.
But they upscale. Also were asking. They asked me if I was a member, and I didn't realize you could
of
be
what?
Of what?
Yeah, right.
You know, that's something that I love about this country: the ranch or the factory.
Yep.
I can actually go to a spaghetti factory, or even better, a cheesecake factory.
They're just churning them out one after the other.
And there's so many different. If you had a different piece of cheesecake at the factory, it'd take you a year to plow through their menu. Yeah. That's America.
We need more spaghetti, Eddie.
Cheesecake
factory.
Well, a spaghetti factory.
I wonder if they've ever combined. Oh, my God.
Oh,
like a spaghetti cheesecake?
Oh.
Did you see that Target is also going to be limiting their self-serve checkout to 10 items or less?
Do you listen to the show?
Yeah.
Did I miss that? Was it last week? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That must have been the day I was gone, 10:30.
Use that excuse.
Yeah.
In other news, you got more news, Joe? I got
a little bit more, John.
How about protesters in Cuba?
Yes, there's no lights on in Cuba.
That's right. A rare outburst of social unrest in Cuba as a fresh wave of blackouts exacerbated tensions on the cash-strapped island. Social media posts showed crowds of people in Santiago de Cuba, the second largest city, chanting Corriente y Comida, power and food, as police looked on. Most protests are illegal in that country, but public displays of anger have been more frequent as electricity shortages, inflation, and hunger grip the population. As images of protests swamped social media, there were reports of internet and mobile phone service outages across parts of the island. The unrest appeared widespread in eastern cities, but no immediate reports that it had moved into the capital of Havana.
John, thank you for that.
That's
excellent. And,
it really is, John. Thank you for that.
We'll be back
Good
shortly.
Stuff, John.
Good cleanup there, Johnny. Good cleanup. When it is
Chris,
time.
Chris, did you like it, Chris?
I did, John. He didn't really chime in. I don't think he did. I think he wants to worry about his carpets getting cleaned right now and his air ducts. Well, Zero Res is the Minnesota company to do that for you, and they do a fantastic job. They're backed with the Zero Res Gotta Love It guarantee. You know they're going to take care of you. You can see their history, 17,000 raving customer reviews online, 4.9 Google rating. Don't just let anybody into your home. Bring people into your home that are tried and true and trustworthy. Those are the folks at Zero Res. Again, you got to ask for the rookie special right now for the month of March. Three rooms, Zero Resified from Minnesota's number one carpet cleaner, starting at just $129. That's a good deal. Take $75 off your air duct cleaning and 20% off all upholstery. You owe it to your family, yourself, to breathe happy and clean, healthy air. 952-ZERO-RES, 952-ZEROREZ, or go online to ZeroResMinnesota.com and let them know you want the rookie spring cleaning special. Super easy to remember because it's spelled forward or backward. It spells exactly the same. I've used them. So many others have. Zero Res, call them today, 952-ZERO-RES.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Not a Garage Logic town council member. Here's what you're missing.
That's government music. It's garbage.
If he's writing, well, never mind. See,
but other Bob Seger songs are amazing.
John,
how is Like a Rock a government song?
It's a Chevrolet ad.
It's just, it's used in the Chevrolet.
Are you more impressed with Priest that fold the towel after the hand washing, or just my senior son used to just go like this and just give it to the altar boy?
What the hell are you even talking about?
Here's the problem with us talking music. I was very excited about the five music deaths, and now I just think I shouldn't even do it because, you know.
What kind of cult church do you go to, you fellas? What is that?
Don't include me with his neuroses.
Go behind the scenes of Garage Logic with unfiltered audio and video access, invites to exclusive events, an emailed newsletter from the mayor himself, and more by signing up at GarageLogic.com.
We're rolling.
Here's a man who spends hours in hardware stores sifting through the nuts and bolts of life, Joe Soucheré.
See, I'm glad to tell you that only because they arrived to us all the way from Lake.
Yes.
Where?
Lake Las Vegas.
What are you trying to say there, Drew a Bucket?
It's renewal by Anthony.
Kenny brings up a good point.
What?
That's karma.
For what?
The line that you had earlier today about the poor guys that stole the ruby slippers.
Yeah, you know what?
All I can tell you is Renewal by Anderson's a J.D. Power Award winner, the highest customer satisfaction among window and patio door manufacturers 4 years in a row. Go to their website. They've got all the info there to back that up. They're the best windows. They've been around for ages, and it's not just windows. It's patio doors and entry doors, and maybe you've been feeling a draft now that the weather has turned cooler. Plug that up. Let Renewal by Anderson put in the new Acclaim windows, engineered and manufactured by Renewal by Anderson. Whether you need... I don't know what's so funny.
Hurry up and finish your obligation here.
Yeah. We'll learn more at renewalbyanderson.com/garagelogic or call Renewal by Anderson.
5960.
At 651-705-6931, and only because they come to us.
Okay.
All the way from Lake Las Vegas.
Is the first day since we've had the council that it's absolutely worth the money. As a matter of fact, we should have sent you a bill and invoice you for today's council.
Agreed.
We had a little off-air incident, GLers.
Boy, did we.
And let's just say the town council got paid today.
Only because they come to us. They're from out west.
You got to keep the council up, Reavers, when Patrick walks in.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've got to hear Royce's reaction.
Patrick,
to this.
No swearing when you walk in here.
Where is he?
I thought I just heard him.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
What did he say?
I don't know. He's here, though.
Wrap this up.
Okay, they come to us from the Lymans in Lake Las Vegas, Nevada on this day.
Today is March 18th, day that will live in infamy.
Yeah. In 1858.
Remember that time on the air?
It's Town Council Day.
Yeah. In St. Peter, Methodist minister Edward Eggleston. Edward Eggleston married Lizzie Snyder. Eggleston is best remembered for the novel The Hoosier Schoolmaster. Who gives a bleep? On this day, in 1858, a lot of counties came on board. And on this day, in 1891, Margaret Culkin Banning was born in Buffalo. She lived in Duluth for many years.
With a full set of teeth.
Authoring more than 30 books, including Mesabi and Country Club People. Thank you, GLers.
Okay, wrap it up there with George Washington.
You're welcome, GLers.
Boy.
You're welcome.
Not that we need to promote it again.
Here's my concern, but the tooth that fell out, the tooth we found does not appear to be the tooth that fell out.
We can put that one right.
I think we found somebody else's tooth.
Oddly enough, one of mine fell out earlier today, too.
I think we don't know which one we found.
Today's a day where you're going to want to subscribe to the Garage Logic YouTube channel.
Oh, I don't know why.
Boy, I do.
Give the council one more smile, Joe. Come on. Wow.
Are you skating on the third line?
If you'd like to find out why, then you need to subscribe to the Garage Logic YouTube channel where you can join thousands of GLers. Just search for the Garage Logic Podcast.
And you two could be spitting chiclets.
Wow.